top, very top, first line, first line.
Oh, okay, I was looking at Gemara Rabba Rechana. Okay,
okay. So the Gemara is on Lama Tesam and Alpha Menachos. The Gemara says, V'omar Rabba, Shma Mino Kesher Elyon Doraisa. This loaded term, Kesher Elyon, will loosely translate for the moment as the top knot, is Doraisa. The Isaka Daitach Derabbanon. Because if you'll tell me that it's Drabbanon, my itzrich lemeshrei sadin betzitzis. What do you have to matir in the case of sadin betzitzis, which I also have to explain? Pshita. That should be pashut. The rule of sadin betzitzis should be pashut. Why? Hatokev. It's pashut because hatokev tekif achas eino chibur. So what exactly is going on here?
What's the case?
That's a good question. It has to be a knot, not a Techifa, not simply pushed through. Right? If we just push through the baguette somehow, we'll see in a minute. That's something also a question of what exactly techifa means. Huh. But that's loosely translated would mean push through the baguette, yeah. So Rashi says, Kesher Elyon. See Rashi Kesher Elyon? Hainu Nami Hahu Kesher Lamata. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Kolomar. Kesher echad betzitzis. So we know midaraisa you need one kesher. You need one kesher because so it can be tied on the garments. Ulahachi nakat elyon mishim du lo ovid elachad kesher besofo. You only make one knot besofo ovid le shemakayim es hagadil kula, and you make it at the end. So that's makayim. The requirement of the one knot. Well, let's take it again. Let's just read the pshat one more time. This is the Rashi. Okay. Kesher Elyon, Hainu Nami Hahu Kesher. Also referring to that Kesher. Lamata. I mean, you see the sort of shot changes the gears a little bit. It says, Shelamata. Hainu nami hahu kasher shelamata halacha Moshe Misinai. Now he says lamata. So what's he talking about? Kolomar kasher echad betzitzis miha deraisa. You need one to be yotzei to satisfy the deraisa requirement. Lachi nakar elyon. That's why the Gemara uses lashon elyon. Mishum de ilo avid elachad kasher besofo avid lei. If you're only going to make one knot, you're going to do it at the end, Shemakayim es hagadil kulo. We don't know what he means. We don't know exactly what he means. He says, if you're going to make one knot, you're going to make it all the way at the end. That's where you would put it. But you're yotze with one, knot. So what in the world is he talking about? No, I think that's what he means. Again, that's also, I think, part of the issue here.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to really understand, unfortunately, we're not going to really understand Rashi unless we look at Tosos. So let's take a look at Tosos. You want to read it? You want to try to read a little bit?
Sure.
The top one.
Yeah. This is one of the Pirushim or Pirushim Echad Achar Hagadil?
Right, and I think it means Echad Achar Hagadil. That's the first shot.
Benikra Elyon.
Oh, yeah, and it's called Elyon.
Kamal Mala.
All right.
Is
that so? What's the first pshat he's talking about? That it's the end. It's the end of the tzitzis. All the way at the end. The end. The end of the strings that are woven together. The end of
by the hole.
No.
By the
all the way at the bottom.
Let's say this is not here. Through here and then up here.
All the way down the bottom. The knots that you make at the bottoms of the strings.
This one.
The ends. Yeah, down there.
Up here? Like these little
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you think, of course. Right.
Oh,
so okay. Let's see. That's why it's a difficult shot.
Wait, but according to Rashi?
This is Tosfos just explaining Rashi.
Okay.
This is the pshat in Rashi. We'll see in a minute. So he wants to say that's the knot. Rashi is saying that's the knot that meets midaraisa. Now he also has to address. Tosfos is trying to show that Rashi's pshat is, so in terms of lashon, is not crazy, because even though it says elyon, how does elyon mean lamata? Because you have a gemara nida, for example, that says lama'alo min ha'atara. Lama'alo, he's talking about the atara on the aver. Okay, lama'alo min ha'atara, and really over there it means lamata. It means closer to the body than it does further away from the body. But he says, "V'zeh eino muchach ela demiha ba'in kasher." Right? All we know is that there's another. All we know is that there's a requirement to have a knot. Now, as he's saying, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, why is that not so important? That's what Rashi means when he says that this is tzitzis shemekayim es hagdil kulo. And how do you know that that's the knot that we're referring to? Because that's the knot that holds the gedil together. Right? Each one of the strings is made up of each one of the fringes, we'll call it for the moment, each one of the chutin is made up of little, smaller threads. So that thing itself won't stay together unless it's knotted. That's what he's saying right now. That's mekayim the gedil. That's what makes it a gedil.
Okay.
If you make the knot before you wind the strings, that wouldn't hold the gedil. I mean, if you make it somehow at the top or so, without winding them all together, it wouldn't be called a gedil. Okay, so it's sort of a svara that's where the knot has to be. Then he has a different gears. I guess it means v'loshen
acher.
Right, samach l'knaf. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
The knot that's closer to the knaf. That's what we'd expect him to mean. That in order to tie the tzitzis on the beged, you need a kesher. That's the kesher elyon. All right, let's hear him out a little bit.
Avol kesher she'achar hagedil, kivin she'rachog, sarchog.
She'rachog, no, yeah.
Oh, she'rachog, okay. Min hatalis. Is it kivin she'rachog min hatalis or kivin she'rachog min hatalis?
Kivin she'rachog min hatalis.
Mishum ha'hu lo havei kalayim.
Yeah. That knot that's all the way at the end, the two pshatim are opposed. The knot that's all the way down at the end wouldn't have anything to do with making the garment into shatness. Why do you care? What does shatness have to do with anything? So that's what the Gemara is talking about over here on the previous Amud, that there's a connection between shatness and tzitzits. What's the connection? What's the connection? So the Gemara says that teaches the din of tzitzis samach. We have a whole question here. The Tosfos' next issue is about being doris smuchim, but it's samach to the parsha of tzitzis. So since there's a smichas aparshas, tzitzis and shatness, Gemara learns that there, when you're doing the tzitzis, if you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, at the same time that you're violating the mitzvah of shatness, that's not a problem. But so too, the other limud, the Gemara's limud that is of issue over here, is that the chibur of the tzitzis has to be the same type of chibur that will be mekayim you for shatness. Right? You just stick it through the hole, that's not going to make it shatness. If I have linen and a wool thread that just stuck through a hole and is hanging there, that's not going to... One techifa is not going to be klayim. So too, it's not going to be good for tzitzis. It has to be somehow two techifas or a stitch or tied on. It has to be real chibur. Right? That's what he's referring to over here. Because if he's talking about the knot all the way that's at the bottom of the tzitzis, all the way that's at the bottom of the gedilim, that's not going to help you make a chibur that's like shanis. Right? Meaning it has nothing to do with shanis. That's all the way at the end of the... And the, it's not a chibur to the beged. You follow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, but I know it's a different puddle. Shanis is...
I think that's the point of the Gemara. In other words, from the fact that there's samoch, what do you learn? You learn that they could be shatnas. Okay? Oh, well, the fact you tell me they could be shatnas, that means you need a knot. That means you need a chibur. Why? Because if you didn't need a chibur, then you wouldn't need to tell me that they could be shatnas because I'd just stick them through the hole and that's it. And they wouldn't be shatnas. So what do you tell me they need to be shatnas? Oh, they need to be shatnas because they need the same standard that applies to shatnas as what applies to talus. And even still, it could be shatnas. Could have that same chibur. Right? So first pshat in Rashi is, we're talking about the knot all the way at the end. Second pshat in Rashi is, no. It's not that knot. It's the knot all the way at the top. Right? It's the knot all the way at the top. Alright. Go ahead.
V'temor lehai. The muchach.
Right. Alright, we're not going to get into this whole separate issue for the moment, but Tosfos has a different pshat. Kesher she'achar hagdil. Kevin she'rochem when atalos mishumahu lo havi klayim v'teima lahai. The muchach hechi masik miyavamus laman de lo darish smuchim. Ela hecha the muchach tetzema pishtim lamali de klayim mitan de beir Rabbi Shmuel sham inan de bigdehem tetzema pishtim v'hash de kesher elyon lo sham inan. Im came lo havi kalayim v'istrich shapir lasuyei tzemer pishtim lomar shei tzarech lasosam be'inyan sheyehe behem kalayim. Again, to limudim, putting that aside for now, okay? Yishlom adahachal amafik mikrot tzemer pishtim ela mi gedil umuchach de kalayim de darsha de gedil de drasha de gedil drasha nechonhi de be'inan gedil tov. You need a good fringe. Inami sugi dahosam alsi kaman dalmer gedil dafka v'shema dahosam alsi kaman dalmer o gedil o psil. Right, dahachi inami tamed the parakam motzi tefillin mashmad v'inan shazurin. You need the strings to be specifically spun to be intertwined. Rabbi Natan nami pirush deino chayiv al hakalayim achem meshuzar. That's one of the. That's the shin in shatnez, right?
What?
That's the shin in shatnez. That second pshat in Rashi, just saying, listen, if the knot was later down the line, all at the end, you wouldn't need this whole limud of the Gemara. It had nothing to do with shatnez because there's no chibur. It must mean the earlier knot. As to what the lashon means. Elyon, so you have one pshat. Tosus explanation why it makes sense is what? Is that it makes sense in light of the Gemara Nida with regard to the Atara.
Right.
Just like it says over there, Milam and Atara, it means closer to the body. So that could also mean Elyon over here. All right, look at one more thing here, just in terms of the Shitos. Take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes, no pun intended. Shita Mekubetzes on the previous Amud, on Lamed Chesam and Beis. It's, I think it's also above. Yeah. You want to read it?
Yeah. What's this?
Lav Dafka.
Problem.
Hamuvag Kesher She'acher Hagadil. She'acher Hagadil. Where is that? That's at the end. Acher Hagadil. Yeah. So why is that called, listen to the chat, why is it called Kesher Elyon? Right. The person picks them up, he holds them in his hands. Where is it now? That's the Kesher Elyon. Sort of like the Pitim on the Esrog. Right? Pitim on the Esrog. Well, I mean, they're hanging over that way, but yeah. Right, that way, the Kesher. Yeah, you put them on the Esrog, it points down at some point, but when it first grows, it grows up like this, and then it turns down. So it's just a matter of perspective, right? But it's an interesting pshat. The truth is, the Mordechai also has this pshat. You can take a look in the back. Yeah, you see that they held that tzitzis at certain points.
Really? I have Mordechai, but I see Palachos Ketanos.
Did you say you have Mordechai?
I have Mordechai, but it says Palachos Ketanos. I don't know if that's for Zvachim or
no. Who? That's the Rosh?
Mordechai.
Where do you have?
Something like this?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Okay, so look, now you gotta find the right siman, that's the trick. So, you see how he has the dap in there? One second. In every once in a while in brackets, he has the daf. So Lamechas is over here, Mem is over here, Garduman is over here, so it's someplace in between the two. Yeah, so it's in the middle of Simon Tuf Kuf Mem. Tuf Kuf Mem.
Right.
In the left column, see where it has Lamed Tes in brackets. Amar Rava Kesher Elyon Daraisa Pirush HaTachton Litzad HaOretz. It's the inside margin.
I see this.
Right there.
Gabay Tas.
Omar.
Oh, okay. Oh, this little one.
Yeah. Omer Rava Kesher Elyon Daraisa Pirush HaTachton Tzaratz Kari Elyon Lefi Shepamim Magbia Roshi Atzitzis Roshi Atzitzios Inami Lamala Min HaOnaf Lachi Kari Le Elyon. Okay, the same shot as the Yeshiva Mekubetos. Okay, one more shita here. So here the Chilisha ran. So now he knows the Rabbeinu David on Sanhedrin, even though they only have fancy one on Psachim. Not that much out there, but seems that at least there's some comments of Rabbeinu David on Psachim. I mean on Sanhedrin. So yeah, we have a third, another approach. We have the first approach in Rashi that it's the bottom knot, which we explain makes sense in terms of Lashon based on other cases. Then we have the second pshat in Rashi, which says that it's not the knot at the bottom, it's the knot at the top, because otherwise you wouldn't have any shaychus to kalayim. Why is it called Elyon? So it's called Elyon because when you turn it up, it's Elyon, Mordechai and Shittim Mekubetes. I mean, in David's al kasev, alav lemeir the east sovia the kesher Elyon lav daraisa lo boy kesher klal. If you hold that the Kesher Elyon is not the rice, it doesn't mean you don't need any Kesher. Dim king gedil heichim eshkachas lo. How are you going to have a gedil with no knots? Ela Kesher asamuch lebeged vaday the rice. The one that's at the top, that's definitely the rice. Aval ha-kesher she'al ha-gedil l'tzad ha-tzitzis hu de-mesapkalon i-havei d'araisa ilav. It says, you don't need this whole hekesh to shatnes to teach me that I need a knot in tzitzis. It says that I definitely need a knot in tzitzis. Where do I need that knot? That's the one. Kesha Samuch Lebega, that I definitely know I need. Kesha Samuch Lebega, that I definitely know I need. So what do I need? What's the shayla about shatnes? Okay. So that which Masapkalon, Ihavi Daraisa Ilav, that's the one that's Litzad Tzitzis. Vafagavda, who Kesha Samukh Lebegin, who Daraisa, even the one that's close to the beggar is Daraisa, Islam Lameimar, Hailuchu Dekai, Vahailuchu Dekai, meaning one could be Daraisa, one could be Darabonim. Shekesha Echad Eno Chibul Inyan Kalayim, where you don't need the other Kesha to be the type that is a Chibur for Kalayim. Ad Ikeshtet Tekifos. Vel Ze Omar, that's what the Gemara. That's what is referred to when we ask this question. Hey, if you're telling me that's the Rabbanon, what do you need to be matir kalayim betzitzis? Shem they also hakesha samach latalis lehutzuch lahatir. Shetichiva achasi ve'in achibor ad kan dvar zal. V'lo yirati l'sof daito. Okay, we're gonna go. We'll hold off on his kasha. What's he saying? You want to go over it? What's his basic position? Kesher Elyon, when we say Kesher and Lobayin, Kesher Klal, he says you definitely need a knot someplace.
Right.
Why? The Imkain, Gidil, Hechimashkachasla. Now, what does that sound like? What makes it into a Gidil? Kesher Elyon Lav Daraisa De Loba Inan Kesher Klal Deim King Gedil Heichim Shkachas Ela Kesher Samach LeBeged Vade Daraisa. It sounds like that's the one that makes into a Gedil. I didn't get that impression from Rashi though. Rashi sounds like he's saying that without the knot at the end, it's not a Gedil. Isn't that what it sounds like?
Hold on, I'm sorry. He said,
right. So he's saying at the end you need the knot at the end also. Midaraisa. Because that's the maskana of the Gemara. That knot is what's daraisa. Even though there's one, even though there's a knot at the top of the beged, right? Even though there's a knot at the top of the beged, that's not enough to say that the tzitzis are fully mechubar to the beged. Why? Why not? Because you need a double knot. You need a knot. He says, that's not a knot. We didn't define what the chifa is. But
which one is he talking about?
He's saying, I definitely need a knot at the top. Everyone says, I need the top knot at the top. The top knot. Samach
Lebegin.
Okay. Right? But we don't need shatnas to teach me the knot at the top. The knot, that's Samach Lebegin.
Okay.
Right? I don't need that. What's the Gemara talking about when the Gemara says that the Kesher Elyon is Daraisa? That's the knot, the Kesher, that's, we'll call it at the end of the Tzomach Letzitzis, we'll call it, okay? Tzomach Letzitzis. Why? Even though there's one knot at the top, Tzomach Lebeged, that's not enough to call the Tzitzis Mechubar. Why not? Ein Achibor. That's not a kol achibur, because it's only techifa. It's only one techifa. It's not two techifos, which we haven't defined what a techifa is, but it's one techifa. Whew. Okay. So now, what's the smichas apashas from tzitzis and shatnes? Oh, that's to tell me that there has to be two knots, one at the top and one at the bottom.
Okay.
Those are the two knots.
We have a.
That's a wild sheep. Yeah. Question.
What
the Ran is saying is that Rabbeinu Dovid is mistaken about the pshat in techifa. He's saying techifa means when it's attached, even if it's a loose attachment, it's together. It doesn't necessarily mean tying in a knot. So you put the strings through the hole, right? And then you make them to a knot, that's two tekifos. Through here, and then through here. That's two tekifos. He said, everyone agree with that. That's mechuber. So if that's what Rabbi Yehuda means, which sounds like what he means, you say, that's wrong. Right? Because the Gemara says, one tekifa is not a chibor. Tekifa achas ain't a chibor. Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like he's saying that that's tekifa achas. That can't be. So he's saying that really is two tekifos, and that would be a chibor.
Rabbi Yehuda really calls it two tekifos because there's two knots, one on top, one on the bottom. That's two.
It has to be a real knot. Right, exactly. He's saying it can't be. The Ron is saying don't argue and say that it can't be a single knot over here, and that's not a reason to say that it's not a chibor.
He holds it has to be two consecutive knots to be a chibor.
Who the Rabbeinu David?
Ron.
No.
It has to be two consecutive, one here, one here, whereas Rabbeinu David is saying one here and one here. Rabbeinu David is saying one here and one here.
Ron is saying put them through the hole. Put them through the hole. That's one tekifa.
Putting them in the hole, not just.
And then make and then make a knot at the bottom of over there.
And then one here.
No.
Oh, okay.
He says that would be called two tekifos. That would be a good chibor.
According to the Ron, that Rabbeinu David is not saying put it through the hole, make one here and make one here.
Yeah, he is.
That's what he is.
So he's saying that's not the right. That's not. You don't have to say that.
Right, but according to Rabbeinu David.
That would
be two tekifos, so that would be considered okay.
Whereas yeah. Double knot.
That's like a double knot.
No, he's saying make a double knot in both places, no?
Rabbeinu David? I thought he was saying one here, and that's considered a double knot.
Kesha Kavika Gidil Hemishkakalo. Kesha Samuk Beged Vali Deraisa. Kesha Shalag Gidil. Who the Masapklon have a Deraisa Yilo? Afagav do Kesha Samuk Beged, who Deraisa, Islam the Maymar. Hailukudekai. Kesha Echad Enochi Wurla Indian Kalayim. One knot, single knot, we'll call it, is not a chibor. So until you have two tekifos, which we'll call a double knot, right? Well, ze amar the isak that after abanon on my itchah harmanon the mashi klayim betitus shem they also akesha asamuch latalis, meaning one knot lohutzich lahatir. He's calling a single knot one tekifa. He's saying if that's only a single knot, it's only one tekifa. Vein a chibor. So that one, he says, definitely has to be. That one definitely has to be a double knot.
That was Rabbeinu David.
Yeah.
So Rabbeinu David holds there has to be two over here.
I believe so.
And then one here.
Right. That's right.
Then what's the problem? That there has to be two here also.
No, the Ron's not saying that. The Ron's saying don't tell me that if I have it's put through and then it's tied that's not called a chibur.
He's saying really one's okay.
That's called two tekifos.
One, right, that's the Ron saying that's okay.
That would be called two tekifos. That would be called a chibor.
Right, okay. I mixed them up. Okay.
All right? Wow. Okay, so this is a difficult pshat here. Just in terms of pshat. Now, the Ram has a totally different pshat. All right? And that's what you said that before. I think you're right. Yeah, I just want to correct that. I think according to Rabbeinu David, you need one knot at the top. And one knot at the bottom.
Right.
Whereas the one knot at the top is not enough to be considered mechuber, because he holds that one single knot is called a tekifa. There's only one tekifa. And you need, he says one tekifa is not called a chibor. You need two tekifas to be a chibor. Right, that's his position.
Right.
All right. But the Ran argues. The Ran says no. Every time you're attached to the beged in some way, that's a techifa. So go through top, and then make the knot underneath. That would be considered two techifas. That would be considered a chibor. Okay, all right. So we have that pshat. Then we have the pshat that says it's the knot at the end of the string, simply. And then we have the pshat that says it's the beged. It's the knot at the top of the beged. All right. So there's three pshatim now. Now we have the Rambam's pshat. What's the Rambam saying? Ketos and Tzitzis, Machlis, you put the four strings in, you loop them around, right? You get double them up, you put them through, and you get eight.
Right.
Alright, that's another thing. Okay.
Zion?
Yeah, please.
The Lokeh Hot Echon Halavan, the Horach Bo Kiricha Achas al Shaar Hafutin, Bitsar Habegin Manicho.
So I'm saying, so he hasn't gotten to the, he hasn't mentioned the word kosher yet, right? Is that right? No, kosher, I'm saying.
Oh, kosher. Oh.
Right? He hasn't mentioned about tying yet. He mentioned putting them through.
Yeah.
Kofel them.
Right.
Kofel b'emtza.
Right. Kori.
Yeah. And Alach HaZayin, he mentions it. What does he say? Right. Then v'kosher.
Right.
Then v'kosher. Okay, so what's going on with the Rambam? Right. So 1 second. So the Rashi. Let's just go back to Rashi for a second. Rashi says. How do you attach them? How do you attach all the strings? How do you attach the strings? Tie him. It's going to be tied on. Rambam leaves out the din. See, there's another issue here. There's another issue. Again, the Gemara is bringing this connection to Kalayim. Okay, we know that you need two techifos because that's what you have in Kalayim. See, now Rashi, by the sugya of Sadin, just going back to 1 second, back in the Gemara, Rashi says, Kate said, where is it? Right, so when the Gemara says Hatochiv Techifa Achas, it's not a good chibur. Rashi says Hatofer Techifa Achas, where you stitch it in once, stitch it through the baggage, yeah, once. What if you did it twice? Right, sounds like somehow if they're sewn onto the baggage, that would be a good chibur.
Put a thread through.
No, let's say you take what? Somehow you attach the whole tzitzis to, yeah. It's not clear how. I don't know.
Let's put a...
Yeah, like an attack. You tack it down, stitches. Yeah, maybe double, somehow stitch it on there.
Okay.
All four strings.
Right.
Now from the Rambam, the Rambam say anything about, the, doesn't use Lashon Tefira at all. What does the Rambam say? He says, it's put machnas.
Right.
Then koflim be'emtza v'kosher. Right?
Right.
Yeah. See, Rashi in a few places mentions this lashon of tefira. If you look weiter over here, for example, on daf mem, just for a second, on mem and beis. It's like the second or third narrow line down. V'yitperenu b'chutei pishta v'yiniach sof ha'chutin ha'tuliyin sham v'achakach yitin b'shnei chutin t'cheles v'yitzar v'asan sh'naim shal alavan yiman. Again, so he's assuming that somehow you're sewing the strings, the chutin, to the beged. That's the way, I'm saying that's the way he's understanding Yisperenu. It's a real tefira. A few places you have this idea in Rashi that even down further down on the same Omni, Tasa Loman Osui.
Yeah.
So Tasa, you see it?
Yeah.
Tomer Tasa Loman Osui?
Awesome.
Yeah. Nim tis tzilup sohen kalem shalob mokom mitzah tassel and alasay she'osa mitchila l'shalosh emitz tzitzis shalosh emitz v'lo v'lo na'aseh kimitzah al-sachach tiknu k'rinim be'i v'lo min alasay nim tzah shem tzitzis p'sula.
So we're practically going to do it, Rashi? No?
1 second. I'm sorry?
We don't do like Rashi, practically.
To sew them onto the garment?
Yeah.
No. But there was another Rashi. There was another Rashi where he says that again. 1 second. Well, even there you could see it a little bit. That's the truth. Why is it possible? Not possible. It's not possible because you sew them, right? It's not possible you sew them to the garment. It's possible because you. It's possible because of tassel and also, right? You didn't do the mishma. So Rashi clearly holds, and again there are other places also in the parak where he holds that the sewing them to the garment seems to be a proper way of being mechaber them.
It's sewn on already. It's possible, and he doesn't say because it's sewn on.
Right.
It's because it's not sewn on also. Yeah. Therefore, it's really, okay.
Right. And a few places like that. So, I mean, clear that Rashi holds that tefillah would be okay.
Wait, does he hold you're supposed to sewn on, or he holds it's sewn on is on?
It seems like it's okay. Here, look at Membez and Membez, another case, another place with Rashi. Has lashon of tefira. Mem beis amun beis. Towards the top. Yeah. Niktzatzim haynu chutin hatulin b'chol hayiriya shekorin forkish v'kotzin al samin han beged. Lashon achrina l'achi kari luhu hutzin sheyotzim han beged kehutzin. Neiman haynu osin sheyotzim han beged b'tvira. Neiman sheyotzim han beged b'tvira. Why is it possible? Those things are psula. Why is that possible? Kol zman shemechubarin lebeged diba'inan asiya lishma. Again, that's why it's possible. Not because it's tougher. Right? A few cases right where you see from Rashi that tvira would be fine. Not a problem. That's a good chibur to the beged. Only problem is lishma.
It doesn't say
lishma, right? No, it says by tefillin it says kshir kshar. That's a whole separate question. By the kshir, by tefillin, does it always have to redo it? But that's, we'll leave that for another time. I think there's a famous Avnei Nezer on that idea. But in any event, so look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam specifically use lashon of kosher? Doesn't he? Made yeah. Halacha Zayin. What does he say again? Right.
V'kosher.
So you need dafka kosher. Right. Look in Kalayim also. Look in Kalayim.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Like we just
mentioned, right? That's right. The Gemara. Okay. Keep going.
Kimo shalondim piashmua shalom nismecha parshas kilayim lefarshas tzitzis.
Right.
El lahatir kilayim tzitzis.
Right.
But tzitzis chutin kshurim bilvad.
Aha. Chutin kshurim bilvad. So there you see Idafkani Kshira.
Right.
Right? So we have two things on the table now. We have this big machlokas in Shonim, what's called Kesher Elyon. Right? Then we also have machlokas in Rashi and the Rambam as to what's required in general. Do you need Kshira.
Kshira for the
Kesher. Do you need Kshira, right? Or not?
Right.
See, the Rashi's pshat with the tzitzis being attached makes very good sense that he has to hold that the Kesher Elyon is not necessarily the Kesher on the Beged, right? If he holds it could be Tofer, then when he looks at the Gemara says, oh, you need Kesher Elyon. So that makes sense at the bottom of Kesher. Right? So we have two questions. Maybe we could just to try to explain some of those machlokas in the Rishonim, but more importantly, maybe to focus on this machlokas, the difference between the Rambam holds that it has to be dafka kosher as opposed to Rashi, who seems to tolerate even some other form of attachment, tofer. All right? So maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. Kind of wild. I mean, I don't think. Yeah, if you said to the average person, "Oh, Rashi holds that you could be tofer your tzitzis to the baguette," so you're crazy. It definitely seems that way, right?
Yeah. Doesn't use kesher at all.
He doesn't mention kesher in any of these cases. Yeah. Right.
So you mean he holds that's how you do it? Not even a kshir.
You don't need a kshir on the baguette. You're still going to have the tzitzis looking the way they look, but just not in terms of the way they're attached to the baguette.
Right.
You have the chulio, so you have the not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Now, maybe you can make an argument that he would hold the way we do it today.
Could be.
Would be okay.
Right, just don't need it that way. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's likely. That's likely that he holds that way.
So we're going to hold it, I think.
What?
We're
going
to hold it in the first place anyway.
What do you mean? You're saying Yotzi Kondi Rashi?
People say, look at this, say, oh, don't we hold Rashi?
With the knots.
Say, people say, we hold like Rashi, or do Rashi knots. What's it? Well, I would say, well, we don't hold like Rashi. He holds you have to sew a knot.
Right,
he
you can. Sew you can, sir. This guy's looking for me? What's his time?
No, there's not enough people.
What time is it?
Usually it's 10 o'clock, but I don't have enough people.